Good evening. So people are moving these days in the summer usually. So I got a shayla just this week. Somebody asked me if they bought a new house, when should they make a bracha? What bracha should they make? And when should they make that bracha on the house? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim, Simen Resh Chaf Gimel Sif Gimel Bana Bayis Chadash, a person builds a new house, Mishnah Berurah notes, even if you just bought a new house, even if you didn't build it yourself. Okana kelim chadashim, or you purchased some new item. Afilu hayadol kishotze be'ilu tachi, you had it before. Kana b'chazer v'kana, you purchased it and you bought another one. Mevarech al kol pam she'achayoni meka she'achayonu. And he says, it doesn't have to be even new, even if it's new for you. So for example, you know, if a person buys a used car, but for them it's a pre-owned car, but for them it's new and it's nice and exciting. So you make the bracha, fine. The Mishnah Berurah notes that, like I said, even if you just buy it, and you didn't build it yourself, but it's got to be that you bought it for yourself. So we'll talk about if you bought it, some people say if you buy it for an investment, you're not going to use it, that might be a reason not to make a shechiyonah. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah also notes that this same thing applies if the person, let's say a person knocked the house down. So he says if a person knocks the house down and you build the exact same house, it was yours already, then you're not, it's no big simcha. You're not going to make a shechiyonah. But if you expand the house, that's why most people knock a house, certainly in Tinek, if you knock a house down, it's because you want to make it bigger. So you make it bigger, so then certainly, Yukuli Alma, he writes, are going to make a bracha. So the Rabbi Halacha questions, or writes, so which bracha do you make though, right? Shechiyonah typically we assume is a bracha you make for yourself. But get something new for yourself, you make a bracha for yourself. It's something that's for that many people get benefit from, so we say you make the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv, right? We talked about this before. If you buy a new car, that's a family car, you can make a Tov Yameitiv. So the Bir Lacha writes, same thing goes, if you're buying a house just for yourself, so then you make a Shechiyonah, but if you're buying a house for your family, many people, not just yourself, will benefit from that house, then you say Hatov Yameitiv. The Chayv Adam, interestingly, disagrees. And he says that if, his example is the husband buys a house for his family, he goes, that's still shechiyonah. Why? Because that's the responsibility of the husband to buy a house for his family. That's what he writes. But I think the typical assumption is that if you buy a house for a family, the bracha you make is a hatov yameitiv in such a case. So when do you make that bracha? When do you make the bracha of shechiyonah for yourself or for a lot of people, hatov yameitiv, when do you do so? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that at the time when you purchase it, that's when you should make the bracha, even though you haven't yet used the item. Why? Because the bracha is on the simcha. The simcha comes. You get the keys. That's very exciting. You close on the house, whatever it's going to be. That's when you make the bracha. He also notes, though, that if a person buys an item that's not ready to be used and needs, you bought a suit, right? And the suit is not yet tailored. Still at the bottom, so you haven't got it taken care of. You wouldn't make the bracha until it is usable. So some of the posts can point out, same thing with the house. If it needs renovations, whatever, you wouldn't make the bracha until the renovations. But the Rukhi Eger says a different idea. And he says, based on this, I'll tell you when you make a bracha on a house. When is a house ready to be used, ready to be lived in? When the mezuzahs are up. So if Kiki Eger says, a person doesn't make a shechiyonah or a tov yameitiv until they've moved into the house, but they put up the mezuzahs, then now the mezuzahs are up. When you buy a house, you put the mezuzahs up right away. You don't wait 30 days as if you're renting. But if you buy a house, you put the mezuzahs up right away the first day. So says Kiki Eger, as soon as you purchase the house and put up the mezuzahs, now the house is ready, then you go ahead, you make a shechiyonah or a tov yameitiv, right then at that point, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says the same thing, that you wait until you put the mezuzahs up, then you make the shechiyonah or tov yameitiv. What if you didn't then? What if you forgot? So he says, as long as you're still filling the simcha, it was a couple of days went by, you didn't realize, oh yeah, I didn't make the bracha, so you're still in a new house. So it's exciting still, so you can still make the shechiyonah or the tov yameitiv. So the post can also point out, if a person buys a house with a big mortgage, you owe hundreds of thousands of dollars on the house. Doesn't matter. Nevertheless, that's your house. So we assume it's yours, even though technically it's not yours for 30 years from now. But we assume at that point you still make the bracha in such a case. You do not make a shechiyonah or a tov yameitiv if you're renting a house or renting an apartment because it's not yours. It doesn't have the same type of simcha. But that's the general approach. General approach is if you purchase a house for yourself, you make a shechiyonah. For your family, you make a tov yameitiv. When you do so, after the mezuzahs are put up.
About the seller. The seller got like a huge amount of money for selling the house.
So I don't think he's going to make a shechiyonah just for a good deal. Yeah, it's a point. Yeah, it's true, by the way. It's true when if a person, Shulchan Aruch talks about a person's, father passes away. And on the one hand, they make a bracha dan yames. But if they got a big Yerusha, they also make a shechiyonah. It's actually, you can make both brachos, actually. It's such a halacha. So it's not so crazy. But that'd be different here. You're making a deal.
So we wouldn't make a shechianu in such a case. Yes, yeah, there's a lot of other halachos, but this is the bottom line. That's what we assume when it comes to shechianu, and so that's what a person should do.